On today's MVP Baseball podcast, we talk about all the latest action, including the unwritten rules of baseball, why there's so many no-hitters going on, and talk about how the Angels are a bad team. But first, without further ado, let's get it going. Hey, this is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Dayton, and joined by only two co-hosts. Mason Carson, at the time he's fucking off somewhere. He'll join eventually, maybe not. Who gives a fuck? He's an asshole. All right. Let's see. Let's start in the East, where we are not going to talk about shitty teams anymore unless there's a storyline to talk about. So I think the first thing I want to start with is Xander Bogaerts. So, the floor is yours.
Xander, fuck. I fucked that up. best hitting shortstop in baseball, and I think we've already established that.
Wait, who's the best shortstop in baseball? Story, right?
Trevor Story.
I think there's a debate.
Honestly, as much as I hate to say it, I think Tatis could be in that conversation.
Ah, okay, let's... I like Bogaerts more than Tatis.
Same.
No, like, I think Bogaerts is better.
Yeah, he is.
Then what the fuck?
Because shortstop's not fucking shallow. This is, like, probably one of those stacked positions in baseball.
Yep, Tim Anderson over Javi Baez. Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
I might take Baez over Anderson. No bias or anything.
Yeah. All right, what were you saying about Bogaerts? Okay, yeah.
Who?
Bogaerts. What was that war stat you told me about?
Last week, I believe, at some point. Since 2019, he was second on the highest F4.
MLB
points. What?
How long were you in here for?
Dude, Jaime, we're fucking talking about fucking Bogaerts. Hold your fucking dick. We just started.
You want to talk about?
No, dude, we're talking about Bogaerts.
Nice win by the White Sox. Oh wait.
You see, this is what happens. We were going smooth, and then you fucking joined. Fuck up the whole podcast.
Okay, I'll leave.
Shut the fuck up. We're about to have a healthy debate, okay?
Manny Machado, Drew Slater.
Okay, Bogaerts, what the hell were you saying?
It wasn't dirty.
I'll be here next week, guys. Bye.
He's going to come back. Just watch.
All right, Bogaerts until it fucker fucks it.
All right.
So since 2019, Bogaerts is second in the league in the F4, which I'm sure you already know who's leading.
Yep. It's Tatis, right?
I'm talking to all players in general.
No, I know. It's Tatis, right? Like, if you're just, like, looking at all the people that suck people off, like, more people suck off Tatis than anybody. So.
Alright.
So, yeah.
It's higher. It's obviously higher now, but...
Alright, so Bogaerts is better than Lindor.
At the time that was posted, it was 11.
Carson, do you think Lindor is better than Bogaerts?
Offensively, no. Not even close. But
as a whole?
Defensively, it's obviously Lindor, but it's not even biased, just saying I'm on the edge with, because I'm like the type of guy that always, like, most of the time chooses the better overall player. Like, I'd probably take Bogaerts. I just don't know. Alright, so that's probably different.
I think Bullard's defense is improving lately, too. But I don't know.
Yep, so Bogart's top.
If I mean, Spence said I'll be on next week.
Yes, Bogart's, do we think he's one of the best hitters in baseball? Yes. Alright. Okay, what the hell was I going to... Oh, yeah, Vlad. I'm not a big Vlad guy. You know who's a big Vlad guy in here.
I'm a big Biggio guy, but that's... Even though he's struggling, but he's not doing anything, so...
So he hit... Vlad hit two bombs tonight. I don't even know what his fucking OPS is. But, I think he has a chance to be one. I think he has a chance to be one of the greatest hitters ever.
Yeah.
I don't know what his stats are right now. I know he like fucking hits the shit out of the ball.
1,096.
Oh, he actually he has a higher OPS than Mike Trout. He's first in OPS with a 1.096.
He's like the what the fuck is he? I'm not even gonna fucking speculate about that. All right, he's like Mike Trout, but a different. He's just Mike Trout. He wears 27. His stance is similar.
Trout wears 27 too.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. He's Mike Trout 2.0.
He's like Mike Trout as an infielder, I guess.
Yeah, and Mike Trout was a better defender when younger, though. Mike Trout used to be a fucking great player. Yeah, so Vlad.
So the only difference at this point is speed.
Yeah, and.
You know, Trout doesn't steal that much anymore.
He's got a. Before we start, I mean, it's me who compared him, but before we start comparing him to Trout, he's got to put together a full season. So, I think he will.
A lot of people gave up on him after last game, which is completely not unfortunate.
That's going to be like.
I didn't give up on him. I called his breakout.
That's one of the. He's in the fucking class, the rookie class with Tatis and Aloy, too. Who else is in that one? Someone else. I don't even fucking remember. But that's a fucking. Tatis, like, I mean, you think he's pretty damn good. Everybody sucks him off, and Vlad's better. And,
I haven't seen MLB post him in a long time. But in Tatis' first game back, he got 3 posts.
And then,
3.
You got Vlad, you got Tatis, and you got, I mean, Aloy will hit. I mean, that's just a great rookie class. I mean, no fucking. Just amazing. Alright, what the hell else? That division, let's see. We got Kluber. Before we go to Kluber, I want to talk about the Rays, because I think we got to talk about the trade, first of all. Well, not after I mentioned that they've won, I think it's 7 in a row. Fuck me. Yeah, they won 7 in a row. I don't even know who the hell is playing good for them, but the offense has stepped it up. Rosarena hit a home run.
Mike Zunino has...
Yeah, Zunino fucking hits tanks.
Like, even Mike Zunino is doing good.
Meadows has an 816 OPS flying under the radar.
Yeah, he's not...
So, let's see.
I'm a huge Austin Meadows guy.
I've always been a big Zunino guy.
I mean, don't look now, but a Rosarena has 829 OPS. He's a good player. I think we can officially say
he's a good player. I like Zunino.
Hey, he's a good-ass defender, too.
Who?
Yeah, I wish the Mets signed him over McCann.
So, fucking... Yeah, Rosarena's got an 829 OPS, so he's a good player. Like, the Flu Corena thing, like that's out the door. He's a good player.
Yeah, well, they did what I did with Tatis. They jinxed him.
What were you saying, Mason?
I think it's more along the lines of people expecting him to play like he did in the postseason.
That's impossible for like anyone, though. Really.
Exactly, but do you know how many stupid fans there are?
Yeah.
Who's I gonna look up?
I think he had a slow start like to the season too, and he's playing fucking. I'd make a wager he ends the season with over an 875 OPS.
Jesus.
I mean, I think he could go 900. And then he had a really good defender too. I mean, I've seen his play. Rosarena. I don't know what his stats are. I've just seen him make ridiculous plays.
Joey Wendell has actually been really good this year. He has a WOBA of 381 and a WRC plus of 1.74.
Jesus, Harry.
He's a player that I like. He's versatile and he's like just solid all around.
Alright, so let's see.
What?
Fucking.
Did I do something wrong?
Okay, I guess his defense isn't that good. Alright, the Rays are hot. Let's talk about the trade. So, Carson, break down the trade. It was a fluke.
Okay, so,
break it down.
Taking a look at Willy Adames' stats, he's, hold on, let me pull up Adames. Shit. Last time I checked, his stats are pretty, he's pretty bad.
78 WRC plus, 273 WOBA.
254 on base percentage.
That was just a trade out of the blue, too.
His ex-Wolf was...
Jesus, Harold.
I felt like he'd get traded. I just didn't think this early.
How old is he? He's young, isn't he? Like 20, 25? Alright, so... He's still got...
They got Drew Rasmussen, I think that's his name. Like, I don't know how to pronounce it. He has a 4.24 ERA, but his FIP is 3.84. So those numbers are... but his K/9 is
13.24. Shit.
Rays probably saw that and were like, yeah, we can fix him.
I mean, they can fix fucking anybody. We should have traded fucking Green Shields there. It would have been like fucking apes. So, obviously, we think the Rays won that trade easily. I think, I think it's a risk worth taking for the Blues, though.
Yeah, the Rays are stacked for shortstop.
Yeah, and the fuck.
I'm just saying, they got Bruhan, Bonkin.
Really, it's just infielders in general they're stacked with.
I said.
And, I mean.
Who's that other guy?
Adames. He's not. He's bad, but he's 25. He didn't have 60 games, but he was good last year. 2019, 2.9 WAR.
If I'm correct, he was once a top prospect.
Jesus
right?
Christ! Yeah.
Wasn't
shit.
Was 2019 his rookie? I don't know. What his rookie season.
2018. And he played how many fucking games did he play? He played 85 games in 2018. He only played, he only played 85.
You know, one of the biggest fluke seasons from the Rays. I don't know if any of you guys remember Daniel Robertson.
Who?
Daniel Robertson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that fluke year with the Rays.
All right, that's it for the Rays. They won 7 in a row. Best division in baseball. What? guy. The fuck? Oh, yeah. Korver. So, should I go why the hell are there so many no-hitters this year? Division.
Because they unjuice the ball. And honestly, I'd prefer if they juiced it back.
Which is a terrible move. Which is another Rob Manfred special.
That's so bad.
I mean, like, doesn't he want to see home runs? Like, because the game's better with more home runs. I wouldn't say it's better because I like pitching, but the casuals, like the Jaimes, like they want to see home runs. The Jaimes, they want to see home runs. And then he unjuices the baseballs, and now he has 6 no-hitters, and he's just like, oh, what the fuck, oh, we need to move the mound back.
Not even 2 months in the season.
What?
Not even 2 months into the year.
So, how many no-hitters do we end up with at the end of the year?
A record.
Pick a number right now. Just officially on the record, say it.
What's the record for
14?
What's the record though? All right, Carson says 14. I still want another fucking record. Let's see. Jesus, Harold. Fuck me. 14? All right, what's your guess?
The all-time record is 8. Jesus, Harold. Jesus. One plus, say 14.
Yeah.
I'll go with 16.
Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going with 10. Because, you know, the ball flies more in the summer, warmer weather, so that's my reason.
All right. The least amount is between the second dead ball era, which was 2015 to 2018.
Rob fucking Manfred. That little fucker. Ruining baseball. One by one. Yeah, so I guess we should at least credit Kluber a little bit. But he's pitching well, I think.
I picked him up in fantasy a day before the no-hitter.
Oh my fucking Jesus Christ.
Wait, what? Who'd you pick up?
Kluber.
Someone already had him.
Yeah, he's probably the second best pitcher. So, the fuck now? Alright. Oh god, that's it with the East, I think. Anything else in the East? Probably not. Alright, to the Central, and Tony La Russa has some interesting comments about the horse shit unwritten rules. I mean, I don't know. Like, if he wants to bitch about the unwritten rules, then, I mean, that's one thing, but to say nothing, like, the Twins did nothing wrong after they fucking tried to plunk one of your fucking best hitters this year, that is the most asinine thing any manager has done that I can remember. It's inexcusable. How do you not? You have to fucking back your guys. Like, that's the number one thing with managing. And he didn't fucking do that. He's a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, like, you don't just throw your own players in the fire.
Unless you're Tony La Russa.
or Jace Tingler. You remember what he did to Tatis?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But it wasn't as bad.
What'd he do?
Yeah.
I think he said, like, Tatis shouldn't have flipped the bat or something like that. I mean, you guys don't fucking believe in unwritten rules, right?
I mean,
I don't.
No, but I I do think that let the kids play has gone too far.
Sometimes I get annoyed. Unwritten rules are horseshit, first of all. Like, if you're going to throw a position player, then all fucking rules are out the door. There's no respect for the game if you're throwing a fucking position player. How can you talk about respect for the game when you put a fucking fat-ass position player, Nocedillo, out there? You can't talk about respecting the game. Like, that's horseshit. And the
guys, we need to... We need to cancel Joey Wendell. He swung at a 3-1 pitch off Stevie Wilkerson on Thursday in a 9-1 game. That is really bad for baseball.
And another thing is, La Russa lied his ass off. He's just like, oh, I gave him a take sign. He didn't have enough time to give him a take sign in between pitches because he was just fucking lobbing him up there, like, quick. It's like, that point in the game, they didn't give a fuck. So La Russa is a lying sack of shit.
It's a fucking 14-1 game. The batters can do whatever the fuck they want at the plate at that point.
And he won't get fired. I can guarantee you that. Like, he will not get fired.
Any best friends with...
That's the only reason he got hired.
Gene, whatever.
I guarantee the front office wants to fire his ass in the sun. Like, I sent a tweet on... like a reply to fire him into the sun, got like fucking 200 likes. So that tells you what the fan base thinks of him. La Russa, and then he fucked up today. He didn't pitch Hendricks, left Evan Marshall in there to dry, gave up 3 fucking hits in a row. Game over. So, La Russa. Oh, yeah, Carlos Rodon is amazing. We've established that. So, Mason, go fuck yourself.
So, did Carlos Rodon have a Jacob DeGrom moment?
Yeah, he did, actually. I mean, Montgomery was good, too. He's so fucking inconsistent.
I like Montgomery, even though he's a Yankee.
I didn't know about the Twins. I think if I'm going to mention something, it'd be Miguel Sano. Looks like he's heating it up, finally. Like, when he gets fucking hot, he is. He's a fucking big motherfucker. Let's see. I mean, he only has 0.2 WAR this year. He's not good, but like, he still scares the shit out of me as White Sox family's up there. So, any notes to say about that? Oh yeah. Be honest, I didn't watch any of the Turnbull no hitters. So someone talk about that.
I didn't watch it either.
It was basically like the Kluber one. We both had 9 strikeouts. In the 9th, there was a Kelenic ground into a fielder's voice, which they tried to threw it off Kelenic's helmet, I think. Or just hit him. 1 count is a hit. Something else happened, and it was a fucking no-hitter.
So, I mean, we already talked about there's so many no-hitters. Like, I don't even know if they're – I guess they're still special, but they're just lacking – they're not as special. Like, it's – like, when they're – usually, like, they'd say, oh, there's a no-hitter through 7. I'd be like, all right, time to turn the channel to MLB Network. Now it's like, who gives a fuck? Like, I mean, yeah, it's still special, but I don't want to discount it. 100%. So, there's not much to talk about in this division, but I do want to mention Jose Ramirez. Like, I swear to God, every fucking day I see that he hit a homer or something. What is that for? 1.8 WAR, 150 WRC plus. One of the most underrated players in the game, to be honest. Oh, God. Only a 233 BABIP. Like, it's unreal. So fucking good. Alright, so anything in the central now, like the shit fucking shit show. So we got a lot to talk about in the fucking West though. We'll start with Trout, and then move to Ohtani. So, is it 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, what a fucking shame.
Yep. This is on my fantasy team.
Should trade him for Harper.
Correct. So, as soon as he comes off that injury, he's tearing the cover off the ball.
Like, the Angels were getting they're in like, I think they're like one or two games out of last place with Trout. They're going to be a last place team.
Can't believe I had them coming second.
There was a second that I thought they could actually maybe win the division. And I don't know what the hell made me say that. So basically, like, people will watch the Angels because Ohtani. I mean, they can't pitch. That's established. All they have is Walsh, Ohtani. Rendon hasn't picked it up, I don't think. They're going to be the worst team. I know. Hot take. No, I can't say that. Fuck. Okay, they're going to be the second worst team in the AL. By the time Trout fucking gets back.
To the Tigers.
I think. Is that crazy? No.
And you got the Orioles.
I don't think.
Maybe they could be.
I
don't think Ohtani will stay healthy. I don't want to say that, but I don't think he'll. And so that, I mean, as I'm saying that.
David Fletcher hasn't been producing either.
Pretty sure. I know Ohtani lead the league in homers, right? So, as we're talking about Ohtani, I wanted to talk about
Acuna
ESPN being a bunch of fucking cocksuckers. What was fucking Stephen Asshole Smith say again?
That Ohtani isn't good because he has a 270 batting average and the Angels suck.
They don't ever talk. They talk about baseball maybe three times a year, and they're just like, oh, we fucking know everything. Well, no, you fucking don't. All you do is talk about the fucking horseshit NBA.
I have no credibility whatsoever.
As we're getting on ESPN, like, got a Twitter fight with some fucking asshole. No, they fucking posted about, they were talking about the WNBA, and I said, oh, they talk about that more than MLB, and then people were just like, oh, it's growing more. Just like, Does anybody watch the NBA? Come on.
No.
People love the fucking baseball. They just don't talk about it. They do. They talked about Ohtani, and that was.
Like, it's not sexist or anything. Just no one wants.
Yeah, so.
Wait, you guys said the WNBA?
Yeah, I'm talking about the WNBA.
Like, no one wants to watch girls who are 5'6 go against each other. People are way more interested in watching LeBron James absolutely posterize the fuck out of someone because that's entertaining and fun to watch.
Well, here's the thing. Like, people watch professional leagues to watch the best fucking people
LeBron
in the world.
Should be in the WNBA, to be honest.
To watch the best players. Like, the best basketball players aren't in the WNBA. They're in the NBA.
Like, it's not sexist or anything.
No, no one gives a fuck.
Like, it's not sexist or anything. I don't get why people try to make it that way.
Yeah, like, they should talk. ESPN sucks off the WNBA, but they don't ever talk about baseball. The baseball coverage sucks, not to mention that. ESPN needs to be burnt to the ground. So, that's a little piece on ESPN, those little fuckers. So, Connie Trout.
They posted the Braves beating a single-A team over Kluber's no-hitter.
They even post term ball.
I thought they linked it to basketball or something.
Question.
ESPN.
So terrible. They're fucking. They signed it. I guess we should also mention this as a MLB podcast. They signed a TV extension with ESPN, so Sunday Night Baseball is going to be here for the next 10 years with A-Rod, that little beta cuck.
That stupid bastard opened up a thing for makeup for me.
ESPN's base, like Sunday Night Baseball, used to be so good when we were like.
The only thing good about it now is the bat sounds.
That's it, and the theme. The theme. I'll stick to that. So, that's fucking upsetting. ESPN used to be good too. Used to be a competent company. But so let's go to the Astros. I don't even know. As our resident Astros guy, Carson, how have the Astros been?
Yeah.
Aren't you an Astros guy? Haven't they? Aren't they first? They're tied for first.
I haven't been watching them much lately. Yeah, but.
Hey, you were talking also.
Lance McCullers, I like him.
Yeah. What were you saying, Mason?
You were talking about
Rendon. So the Astros, like.
Okay, Mason, what were you saying? Mason.
God damn it.
God damn it. Earlier, you were talking about when Dome hasn't been getting going yet, but just tonight, he was. Lone Laureano robbed him with a 2-run homer.
Yeah, I'm going to get the fucking Laureano's ass here in a second. I have him written down as something interesting. So, the Astros are good. Oh, look at that. What a surprise. They strike out the least of any team in the league. I saw that stat, too.
Jordan is super killing.
Did they win that series against the A's? Yeah, they won that. It was a good series, too. So, beat the A's. Best team in the West. I think top 3 team in the AL easily. Win healthy.
Lance McCullers has been doing good, even though he has like a 370.
Yeah, so, the Astros are the best team in the West. We all know that. All right. I guess Adolis Garcia in a walk-off tonight, and we should just, we don't ever really talk about him, so we should just mention how fucking good he's playing. I don't even know what his numbers are right now. I have to fucking look it up on the fucking. So,
another Cardinals. Yeah, they traded.
145 WRC plus 1.5 WAR.
Jesus. How much has he played? How much has he played?
How many, like, games?
Yeah.
36.
Jesus, hell.
He's played 39 career games. Oh, no, fuck it. He played with the Cardinals in 2018. But yeah, he's 1.5 WAR, playing good as hell.
Yeah, in 2018.
Go ahead.
No, I have a funny story. In 2018, he got thrown out at... He got it thrown out at home plate to end the game. The Cardinals were eliminated from the playoffs. Well, they didn't make the playoffs because of the Brewers, I think. Something like that. Mason might know. Two off seasons later, they DFA'd him. Rangers got him. And now he's...
So, yeah, Adolis Garcia playing great. All right, another last thing. I think we got in this division. You mentioned Laureano. We talked about underrated players. He is certainly one of those.
Yeah, I don't see how people are saying that Hicks is better than him.
I mean, like, we know he plays great defense. Like, we just, like, if his bat could be average, like, he could be an all-star caliber player. See, he's got a 125 WRC plus, which is good, not great. But,
that's pretty damn good.
1.6 war. Is that a probably a 5 war pace? Like, super underrated. Right, super underrated. And really, that's the A's. That's an A's thing. They have a lot of underrated players. Cause like that.
Yeah, they have a lot of players that like I like.
Yeah.
I like Mark Canna. I'm a huge Canna guy.
So, yep. Yeah, so, that's it with that. In the West, let's say. Alright, let's see. Now we move to the NL. Alright. The NL. I don't know. I'm not an NL guy. I hate that fucking league. So, Carson, NL East, any storylines you want to talk about?
So I want to talk about the Kevin Pillar thing that happened on Monday night. Oh, I don't know if you guys saw.
Yeah.
I was. All right, so I'm not going to go into a novel, but he got hit. He exited out of the game, but, like, he's such a badass because he wanted in the lineup the next day. He came to the clubhouse. He's like, all right, am I in the lineup? But, you know, they like to be cautious with their players. So, but I don't believe that was the right move. I'm not saying it wasn't because, like, he had to have surgery on his face.
Yeah. Let's see. And, so, is that the only, like, Mets storyline, like, that is important?
James McCann, he got his ass benched.
Oh, yeah, fucking, yeah, DeGrom. So, fucking...
Oh, going... he injured, but they're saying he could be back. He's going to be back Tuesday or sometime next week for Colorado. Yeah,
like fucking series. Up batters in the minors, like, last night. The last night and the night before. It was like,
Brandon Fleury, dude fucking sucks. He's a former D-back, so I'm not surprised. Can go back to Toronto. What else? Fuck Jacob Barnes. Luis Rojas has a weird fucking obsession with him. Fuck, what else? Drew Smith, he just got called up, he looks good.
Hey, Carson, I said major storylines of the Mets, and you go in your little novel.
Okay, Pete Alonso got injured, and basically the whole team's just a fucking minor league lineup.
They still fucking won. I guess,
yeah, they barely won.
The Phillies suck. There's like, first... So the first week of the season, I was high on the Phillies and the Angels. Fuck me. That was fucking wrong. Phillies bullpen is awful again.
The Phillies had a good bullpen, and without Joe Girardi, they'd be probably a solid team.
And JT's on the IL, too. Didi's on the IL. He was playing good for him. I mean...
Fuck. Is Bryce Harper playing? Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Kingery's on the aisle. They don't have a center fielder. Jesus Christ. I mean, the strength of their team is their lineup. And, like, they're fucking decimated. And they got Hoskins. Really, like, Hoskins and Harper. And wearing, like, Hoskins, you don't know what you're going to get from them, really. It's like Harper has to, like,
I really like I like Nick Maton a lot. I want to talk about him.
All right, go ahead.
So, like, I watched when I first came up. I like this kid's approach. He's simple at the plate. He's been doing pretty. He's pretty solid. I wouldn't say he doesn't really draw a lot of walks. His BB percent is 2.2. Jesus Christ. But you know, there's still time to improve. Besides that, he's been pretty average. 322 on base percentage, 109 WRC plus. Yeah, just, but I mean,
what to like, talk about?
He's just a rookie.
We'll talk about how fucking good Trey Turner is.
Oh yeah. But for that, now there's not really much to say about the Braves. They're so inconsistent. Marlins are hanging around 20-24. Credit to them. This is a 5-team race, like I said. Maybe not, because I don't even fucking know. All right, I don't know. Strasburg, he's good, isn't he?
Made his first pitching appearance today since coming on the IL. He must have, dude. He got me 20 fantasy points.
Jesus Christ. So, I mean, they need Bell. They need Schwarber to step up, really.
Schwarber's better than me.
And, when I talked about the Nats, I wanted to... You can talk about Turner and then talk about Lester and Schwarber's return. And then right, segue into the Cubs.
Strasburg today, 5.1 innings, only gave up one hit. But he matched his walks with his strikeouts of 4.
I mean, he just got back, so that makes sense, I guess. Who are they facing?
Baltimore.
Oh, the Orioles. Okay, never mind. Maybe, I guess we'll find out what we get from him. All right, talk about fucking Turner.
Very underrated, of course. Let me pull up the stats here.
933 OPS, holy shit.
.153 WRC plus, .400 WOBA, 2 WAR.
Yeah. Holy shit.
.371 OBP. So, better than Tatis, better than Correa, as I said. 10 homers, forgot about that. Yeah, he's good.
See, where does he rank? Top three?
Can we throw this him top year? Three?
And this shortstop. Year? And shortstops, is he top three?
Go back to my list here.
He's legit.
I had him 5, but I might. He could make an argument.
I mean, he's 5 to a player. He's a definition of a 5-tool player.
I had him at 5 going into the season, but I can see him moving up to 3.
Alright.
And if Xander has even just slightly below average defense this year, he's going to be the best shortstop.
Alright, so I guess now you can talk about Lester and Schwarber's return, and then segue into the Cubs and Cardinals today.
Well, before that, I want to say Patrick Corbin is doing good lately.
Well, fuck you, Jaime.
I don't think you catch a fucking boat. So fuck off, New England. Fucking prick.
God damn.
Yeah, he both. Us and Schwarber returned to Wrigley. Chris Bryant left Kyle Schwarber a Twix bar out in left field. And he ate the thing. And the next at bat, he had a fucking two-run homer.
Badass ate the thing. He
was a little fat cunt.
Hey, the only that is that what Jaime's parents do to him, but with Mexican candy instead?
Jaime's pussy ass acts like he goes to the gym when he's eating fucking Mexican food in the corner.
I bet his mom like goes to the gym before he goes there and like leaves the taco up on like out by the door of the gym.
Funny thing is, Schwarber is only 9 pounds heavier than he's 18, so fuck off.
Yeah, that's his official weight. Sure.
Did you not in the fucking off season 2018 you lost a bunch of fucking weight 2019?
Well, he needs to lose more. All right, what are you talking about?
Aren't you talking about fucking fat Lester?
Fucker.
All right, who do you love more, Lester or Schwarber?
Huh?
Who do you like more, Lester or Schwarber?
Based on their contributions, it's Lester.
All right, I was about to fucking. Pissed.
If you don't even care, go to hell.
I mean, Schwarber. Yeah, all right.
He had a good ass 2019.
So those fuckers are turned, all right, yeah.
Schwarber got an ovation.
Why didn't you go to the game?
Dick. Schwarber got an ovation.
Okay!
Schwarber got a fucking ovation.
No thanks, we didn't know that.
Well, if you let me speak. Lester got three. Lester shit the bed in his return.
Mason, I have a question.
Three homers. What? God damn it.
Okay, so.
Huh?
He fucking lagged out. All right, fuck his question. Fuck. Cubs Cardinals, yeah.
Game one, all off season, I've been listening to these fucking Cardinals fans be annoying cunts thinking they rule the world. And
what are you gonna do when they take 2 out of 3?
I don't have to worry about that because they're not. And going into game one.
Name your price.
$3.
All right, that.
That pussy.
You should fucking be thanking me, cunt. I just jinxed the Cardinals.
It's a 2 out of 3. So yeah, we fucking hammer him. Say 112-3. First pitch of the game, Josh Peterson home run. Fucking went on from there. Eighth inning, we scored 8 runs.
So did Jock finally get his head out of his ass? He's playing better?
Prick, ever since he came off the IL, prick.
Okay, cunt. It's a fair assessment. I'd say Moncada had his head up his ass too, you cunt.
Dick. It's a dick thing to say, asshole.
Oh. All right. Yeah, we don't need a whole novel about the Chicago fuck faces.
Whitehawks.
Cunt. Alright, fuck. This division sucks. The Brewers started sucking. The Reds fucking suck, too. Winker, I mean, one of the best shit in baseball. I'm ready to say it. Jesus fucking Christ. They fucking suck. I got swept in 4 games against the Giants. Holy shit. Yeah, these 3 teams don't deserve to be talked about. Yelich is back. That's all we're fucking mentioning. Fuck this. Fuck the Central.
Traded his ass. Dick!
Wait, actually, I want to fucking look. What the hell's the matter with the Brewers? Why did they start losing all of a sudden? Their pitching start like...
they fucking suck.
I mean, first of all, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, haven't they won, like, them this year? Like 9?
I don't know, fucker.
They've won every series, I know that.
Okay, because we fucking started the year out cold as a fucking ice cold.
All right. Brandon Woodruff's amazing. I did want to mention that. What the hell is Carson doing? Jesus, Harold Reynolds, Murphy, fucking Joe Lynn. All right, fuck it, to the West we go. I don't know, Posey. I saw he's fucking amazing, right?
Yeah, for some reason.
I'm a big Posey guy. So, cunt. Let's see what the fuck did he have. What the fuck?
What?
Holy shit!
What?
He has a 204 WRC plus?
204!
A 472 WOBA!
Fuck me.
1.91, holy shit. Okay, well, I know who I'm fucking saying is the most underrated player in the game. Actually, not yet. I do want to know who the WRC plus leaders are. Probably Vlad, Trout, and Posey.
So let's see. All right,
so the Giants, yeah, fuck. Gausman, that's who the fuck I'm talking about.
Gausman and Wood. And DeSclafani.
Okay, hold on, I got something. So Trout has a 198 WRC plus. Vlad has a 185.
I'm back.
What are you looking at?
And Posey's is 20 something.
You seen the same shit as I am?
Yeah.
It says Vlad is a 188 to me.
That's what I said. Okay, 188.
You said 185.
Still, Posey's is 200, while those two are lower. Posey hasn't played enough games to qualify.
Dick.
He's played 34. Trout's played 36. So, he hasn't played enough to qualify. Yeah, he's got the best WRC plus in the goddamn league.
Okay.
Posey's the best catcher in baseball. All right, next topic. I mean, he could be. Okay, never mind. He's only played 28 games.
I wouldn't say Posey's the best catcher in baseball because of, who's a better defender, Posey, Grandal, or, like, out of the three, who's the best? Grandal, Posey, or Real Muto?
Real fucking Grandal can't field a ball for his goddamn life. He's just a hell of a framer.
That's, like, what's carrying him. His framing.
And he's... Andy's a fucking on-base machine, so. Real Muto's probably the... I'd say he's the best catcher.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What are you saying? Wood, DeSclafani, and Gausman. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so the Giants, yeah, the fucking playoff team, like I said. You fuckers still don't believe.
No.
I've seen enough playoff teams. Oh, yeah, fuck Gabe Kapler, too. Tough as shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember him when he was on the Phillies. He was a bitch.
Yeah. I wish Bochy was still on that team so I could root for him. Speaking of, that's who should be the White Sox manager. Bochy. Oh, my. All right, the Cardinals are fucking beating the fuck out of the fucking Mariners, 16-1. I don't even know. I mean, we're not going to suck Tatis' dick. We'll leave that to the national media. If anybody, I want to talk about fucking Cronenworth. I mean, I think he'll have 850 OPS around there playing. He's the most underrated player on that team.
Who?
Cronenworth. Super underrated. Machado might be the most overrated. I've already said that. He sucks. No, he doesn't suck. He's just not... He was great last year. And he wasn't... He's a high WAR player, but his offense is just not as good as $300 million, I'd say. It's like a Lindor moment, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. What's up with their catching situation, the Padres? Because I've seen Caratini start a lot of games.
Let's see. Caratini started 31 games. Jesus Christ. Noah started fucking load. Okay, it's not load.
Because I know Noah was... I know Noah was injured, but, like, I still haven't seen him starting as much.
He's only played 14, so... They're both played pretty decent, I'd say. So, fuck the Padres. On to the Dodgers. All right. What the hell are we going to talk about now? Dodgers. Jesus Christ, their injured list. Fucking Price pitch last night? Yeah. No, it was two nights ago. No, it was fucking last night. Two innings, only three hits. Alright, well, Price. Jesus Christ. When the hell is Bellinger coming back?
Oh, fine, man.
Okay!
He's began a rehab assignment.
Huh?
He's began a rehab assignment.
Fucking Gonsolin. Jesus. There. Fuck. McKinstry. When the hell is he coming back? Because he played good as hell, too.
Yeah, I like McKinstry.
Yeah, I would pick him up for my fantasy team. Alright, and the other two teams in this division suck ass, so I guess the last thing we could do is shit on the D-backs. They're, like, so awful. 10.5 games out of first place. We're on May 21st. Like, that's just D-backs. The D-backs thing. They are so
1-9 in the last 10.
He shakes his ass about Baumgartner, and then he goes out there and throws up a dud.
1-9 in the last 10 on a 6-game losing streak.
I remember that road trip when they played the Marlins and Mets. They didn't win a single game.
I mean, they fucking... Oh, yeah, I'm just shaking his ass about fucking Escobar, and then he's all the way back down to 734 OPS. I saw his fucking WRC Plus and shit was terrible. One point, like 2 days ago, maybe. Yeah, so his WRC Plus is only 97. That's, like, average. It's the greatest thing since fucking Babe Ruth. Like, no, he's
better
fucking
than better than Chris Bryant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he thinks Christian Walker is the best first baseman ever. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
well, I mean,
forgot.
He is better than Pavin Smith.
He thought Ketel Marte was a future Hall of Famer.
Did he get excited when the Diamondbacks first signed Bumgarner?
Yeah, he did. And then he denies it and acts like they suck. Like, no, we always knew they sucked. He didn't. And, like, he acts like Bumgarner's, like, fucking 2014 World Series Bumgarner. Like, he's... Prime is just a delusional fuck. Just feel like we should throw that out.
Marte went 1-for-5 today.
I mean, that's a Marte moment.
For Jaime's birthday, I'm going to email him a Caleb Smith baseball card.
I mean, this is another D-backs moment. He's Gallen. Like, he can't stay healthy for his life.
Like, the most overrated pitcher on that team.
He's so injury-prone, too. Like, and Kelly's, like... I mean, Kelly... Like, he thought Kelly was, like, prime posing. Like, it's just like, can't stay healthy. Like, how can you be prime posing if you can't stay healthy? Jaime's just a fucking... piece of shit, right? He acts like he goes to the gym. He's a fat motherfucker, right? And that's how we're gonna end this podcast.
He called Mason a planet, but yet, like, look at yourself, dude.
I mean, he's got the roundest little face, or little, I mean, the roundest fat face I've ever seen.
He's shaped like a fucking basketball.
He's literally had 80 at bats this year.
Who?
Kelly.
What? Vogt? He's the greatest catcher of all time.
Who's Steven Vogt?
I didn't even realize he was that low.
Alright, so that's it for the podcast. It wasn't a shit show because Jaime wasn't here.
Is it Jaime's favorite player, Jeff Mathis?
He's such a cunt.
I feel like... Jaime... He joined and then he left. Like, that's just a dickness. So... Guess that's how we're gonna end it. Fuck Jaime. That's it. I believe. Yeah. Alright.
Sergio Homo.
God damn it. The Jaime moment. And that has nothing to do with any of us. Alright, thank you for listening to the MVP Baseball Podcast. Catch us once a week. Thanks for listening. Once a week. Follow on Instagram. Fuck you. Fuck Jaime.